一起预备心，同心默祷。
Prepare our praying friends.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始礼拜晚上的会堂聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, begin this evening's Sabbath service.
来唱赞美诗126首。
Please sing number 126.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Right now, in one accord, we shall kneel down and pray together.
求神来祝福来带领我们晚上的聚会。
May the Lord bless us as well as guide us in this evening service.
我们借着圣经的教导、讲台的信息让我们知道怎么样过一个在世上敬虔的日子。
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit as well as the message from the pulpit, we're able to learn how to lead a spiritual life.
做一个真基督徒。
That we can be a true Christian.
来面对别人的批评。
That we're able to face others' criticism.
以及我们做出对人有帮助的建议。
And moreover, we're able to provide others with helpful suggestions.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
让我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah. Peace be to all the dear brothers and sisters.
上次小弟跟大家分享怎么样批评与接受人的批评。
Last time I gave a sermon on giving as well as receiving criticism.
我们谈到第一部分就是怎么样给人批评。
It is on the first part we have mentioned how to provide others with criticisms.
批评就是对人对事的看法。
A criticism is merely giving an opinion regarding the people as well as the event at hand.
它是一个中性的可以是好的也可以是不好的。
It could be a very neutral thing, but then it could also be a very bad as well as a very good thing.
所以我们在上次有谈到这个批评有分鼓励性的批评跟纠正性的批评。
Last time we talked about criticism in terms of giving encouragement as well as giving as well as trying to rectify the situation.
那在这个纠正性的批评方面又有分成是建设的还是破坏的。
In terms of giving a criticism to correct others, it can also be categorized in terms of constructive as well as destructive.
那建设性的批评给人造就跟帮助，而破坏性的批评却是带来伤害。
Constructive criticisms will edify as well as educate others, but then in terms of destructive criticism, it will only bring harms to others.
那我们在上一次的分享里头也谈到我们要怎么样来给人批评。
Last time during our sharing, we also mentioned the techniques on which we can provide others with criticisms.
谈到在态度方面要很谨慎。
For example, in terms of our attitude, we need to be very careful.
在动机方面要很纯正。
In terms of our motive, we need to maintain a very pure one.
方法上要直接的劝告。
Moreover, in terms of method, we need to try to be direct and try to put them on the right path.
那在沟通上要充满着善意。
But then in terms of communication, our intention as well as our manner should be a very friendly one.
那这个是谈到怎么样来给人家来给批评了。
And this is last time how we talked about how to provide others with criticism.
那今天晚上小弟想跟大家继续来谈的说是怎么样接受人家给我们的批评。
And then this evening, I would like to discuss more on how to receive criticisms from others.
对很多弟兄姐妹来说给批评跟接受批评有时候是不太一样的。
And so a lot of brothers and sisters are receiving, and there's a big difference between receiving and giving criticisms.
给批评比较容易的，接受人的批评有时候是很难的。
It's much easier for us to provide criticism, but then to receive criticism and accept criticisms would actually be a lot harder things to do.
我们都是比较喜欢给人家批评而不喜欢接受人的批评。
We much rather give others criticism. We never really like to receive criticism from others.
那同样的在接受人的批评也有它的原则。
But in terms of receiving criticism from others, some principles exist.
如果我们能够把握这些原则，我们就能够坦然地接受人家给我们的批评。
We can abide by these guidelines, and we can openly accept criticisms from others.
哦，并且从当中来得到帮助，得到长进。
Furthermore, we're able to receive education, and then we're able to grow from these criticisms.
哦，那第一个原则是什么？
What would be the first principle?
哦，第一个接受人的批评的原则啊，就是我们要培养我们有一个宽广的心胸。
First, we need to have a very open heart in order to accept these criticisms.
哦，也就是我们要有雅量啊，来接受人家对我们的看法。
We have a very open mind in receiving others' opinions regarding ourselves.
哦，因为人的天性哦，对人家啊给我们的批评啊，很自然的反应就是排斥，就是不接受。
Because of our inherent instinct regarding criticism from others, we would automatically block it off, and we do not want to listen to any of it.
哦，所以我们应该求神给我们一个能够哦接受人批评这个宽广的心胸。
Therefore, we need to pray to God and ask Him to give us this open mind in order to listen to other people's criticism regarding us.
哦，不以人啊给我们的批评啊，哦啊来啊。来不讨厌人家，不排斥人家给我们的批评。
That we will not dislike others, or we will not block other people's criticism, from coming to us.
哦，能够坦然的面对。
That we're willing to accept it, openly.
哦，我们来看传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书七章的二十一节到二十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 from verse 21 to verse 22.
21节。
Verse 21.
21节，人所说的一切话，你不要放在心上，恐怕听见你的仆人咒诅你。22节。
Verse 22.
因为你心里知道，自己也曾屡次咒诅别人。他这个传道书啊，告诉我们说，我们啊，要很坦然哦，来面对人家对我们的批评。
The author of the Ecclesiastes explained to us that we need to listen to other people's criticism with open mind.
哦，对于人家对我们的批评啊，要坦然的面对，但是也不要耿耿于怀。
Regarding others' criticism toward us, we need to pay attention, but then we should not just hold on to it as a grudge.
有些人的个性哦，就很在意人家对自己的看法。
A lot of people have these tendency to really care about what other people think of them.
哦，所以对人家啊给自己的批评哦啊就哦耿耿于怀哦就没有办法哦是个释怀呀。
And therefore, some of these people will hold on to these opinions from others, and that they're not willing to let go.
哦，尤其是那种啊比较负面的哈这个批评跟看法哦。
Especially some very negative.Criticisms and thoughts from others, we tend to hold on to it.
哦，会让他哈、哦，这个吃也吃不下，睡也睡不着。
And for some people, maybe they will actually lose sleep as well as losing appetite over it.
哦，所以这个传道书这里告诉我们哈、哦，就用平常心来面对。
That's why, Book of Ecclesiastes here tells us that we need to treat it with a very casual attitude.
哦，有时候啊，就好像我们自己哈、哦。啊，给人的批评一样哦，不一定是很哦，不一定是出于有心的哦，可能是无意的。
For example, a lot of times when we give others people criticism, we might not mean it that way. Maybe we actually have a very friendly attitude.
啊，不是很 serious 的，可能是啊，谁想到什么说什么而已了。
For example, we're not very serious regarding what we said. It's just that whatever came to our mind, we just kind of utter it out.
哦，那可能人家对我们的批评。也是一样的。
In the same manner, other people's criticisms toward us might actually be the same way.
哦，所以如果我们哦对人家给我们批评哦，没办法用平常心来对待哦，有个宽广的心来面对，那就会很难受了。
Therefore, if we do not have these kind of open mind and a very just casual attitude toward other people's criticism, maybe we will be very difficult for us to let go.
哦，因为我们不可能做到所有的人都满意。
It is impossible for us to satisfy everybody.
哦，这个父子骑驴的故事啊，哦，是我们都耳熟能详的。
We have heard of this allegories regarding how the father and the son were trying to ride a donkey.
哦，这个爸爸哦，啊，骑在驴子上，儿子啊，啊，牵着驴子哦，进城。
When the father was riding on the donkey and the son was dragging the donkey into the city.
哦，就有人批评了。
And then some people on the side started to criticize.
哦，这个爸爸好残忍哦，让儿子走路啊。
How come this father is so cruel that he allowed his he forced his own son to walk?
哦，所以他们就兑换了爸爸哦。让儿子骑在驴子上、哦、爸爸牵着驴子。
Then they switched position so that the son actually was sitting on top of the donkey, and then the father was leading the donkey.
又有人批评了。
And subsequently, some people complained.
这个儿子好不孝顺啊，竟然自己坐在驴子上让爸爸走路。
That the son is not being very filial, that he allowed his own father to walk.
好了，干脆两个都走路好了。
So then they started thinking maybe just both of them should start walking.
又有人批评啊，这两个傻瓜有驴子不骑。
And once again, more people complained that these two people are being very foolish for they have donkey, but then they do not make use of the donkey.
好了，两个通通骑上去，还是有人批评。
And after both of them went up on the donkey, still more people complained.
哦，这两个人啊，多么残忍啊，不懂得爱护动物。
That these two people are so cruel that they do not know how to take care of their animal.
哦，所以无论怎么做，人都不满意的啦。
So regardless how you conduct yourselves, there will be people who will make criticism and be dissatisfied with you.
哎，主耶稣在世上的时候也曾经遇到这样的事情。
So even when Lord Jesus Christ was on this world, he encountered the same type of thing.
那看主耶稣怎么样用智慧来处理。
So then we can try to emulate Lord Jesus on how he took care of these issues. With wisdom.
哦，马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章的十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 18.
哦，十八节，约翰来了，也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。十九节。
Verse 19.
人子来了，也吃也喝，人又说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友，但智慧之子总以智慧为事。哦，在这里呀、啊，主耶稣评论哦，当时啊那个世代的人对他的批评跟看法。
And so in this passage, the Lord mentioned some of the opinions and thoughts that people had regarding him in that generation.
哦，施洗约翰传这个天国的福音呐、啊，哦，他是禁食祷告哦，所以不吃不喝。
When John the Baptist was preaching in this world, he actually would fast and he would not eat or drink.
哎，所以。哦，这当时人说啊，哈、哦，这个是哈、哦，是被鬼附着的、啊，哈、哦，哎，什么不吃不喝、啊，哦，犯邪了。
And then a lot of people started to say that this person was possessed by demon, that he actually stopped drinking and eating for so long.
哦，主耶稣来了，哦，他也吃也喝啊，人家又批评他了。
But then, when Lord Jesus Christ came, he did not refrain himself from eating or drinking. Still, more people criticized him.
贪食好酒啊，专门啊跟这些税吏罪人在一起吃喝玩乐。
That people considered him a glutton, a drunkard. That he conduct himself with these sinners.
哦，不吃不喝也不是啊，又吃又喝也不对。
It seems to be wrong to refrain from eating or drinking, but it will also be wrong to eat or drink.
哦，但是主耶稣啊很有智慧。
But Lord Jesus Christ really was full of wisdom.
哦，他懂得哦自己在做什么。
He recognized his own ways.
哦，他说智慧之子总以智慧为事。
He said that wisdom is proved right by her actions.
哦，那个小智的部分哦，写说啊，智慧在行为上就显为事。
And this is actually not translated the same in the Chinese version, but in English it says wisdom is proved right by her action.
哎哦，借着我们的行为啊，来显示我们是智慧的人。
That through our actions we can demonstrate that we are indeed wise people.
哦，换句话的，换句话说，愚昧人没有定见哦，啊，就跟着人家啊的看法哦，不断的、啊、变来变去。
In other words, a foolish person will simply change according to other people's thoughts or opinions.
好，所以同样的哈，我们对于人家给我们的批评哈，啊，我们第一个原则就是我们要知道哦，我们在做什么。
By the same token, the first principle that we need to abide by when other people criticize us is we need to know what we are doing.
用一个很平常心来面对，来接受人家给我们的批评。
And with a very open mind, we accept other people's criticism regarding ourselves.
那第二个原则。
And then the second principle.
我们怎么接受人家的批评？
How do we accept other people's criticism?
我们必须要耐心来了解人家对我们批评的内容是什么。
We need to, with a very patient attitude, we need to try to understand the content of other people's criticisms toward us.
当别人批评我们的时候，
When other people give us criticism.
刚刚小弟说我们人的本性就是很容易就是排斥，就是不能接受。
The inherent nature of human beings is that we will simply block off these criticisms and we will refuse to accept these criticisms.
所以很容易我们就没有耐心把对方对我们的看法跟批评了解透彻听得完整。
Therefore, very easily we will fail to listen very carefully to other people's opinion regarding us. We will stop ourselves from listening.
总是要急着来解释打断对方的这个描述。
Very quickly, we will try to cut other people off. We will simply stop them and try to explain ourselves away.
那这样我们将没有办法得到别人对我们批评的这个 whole picture 整个 原因呢。
In this manner, we will actually stop ourselves from understanding the entire pictures regarding other people's opinion of us.
有时候就算是我们勉强把对方的批评听完但是我们那个心里头老早就关掉了不听了。
So, but then a lot of times, even if we do listen to other people's criticism in entirety, our heart would have already shut down that we stop accepting, allowing it to come into ourselves.
心里头脑海里头不断地想着我等一下我要怎么样反驳他，要怎么来解释。
In our heart, in our mind, we start to concoct ways to refute and as well as any sort of thoughts that we have to try to give it back to them.
那通常这样的情况之下都没有办法听清楚人家对我们批评的真正的原因。
But in these kind of situations, we will fail to recognize the true reasons behind other people's criticism of ourselves.
所以我们在接受人家的批评呢在态度上我们一定要有耐心。
Therefore, in accepting other people's criticism in terms of attitude, really we need to bear a lot of patience.
把对方对我们的批评听得仔细。
That regarding other people's opinion of us, we need to really listen carefully.
听得完整。
And we need to listen in entirety.
甚至当对方说完的时候我们再重复复述对方对我们的批评内容是不是正确。
Even after we have listened, we need to actually describe to them and make sure that the criticism they have of ourselves would actually be correct.
是不是对方所讲的意思。
Perhaps we need to make sure if it is actually the true intent of other people, we need to make sure of that.
表示我们没有听错。
And we need to see if we indeed have heard correctly.
那再来看是要解释还是要这个沟通
And then subsequently, we can make a decision on whether or not we need to explain ourselves or we need to provide further and more communication.
那这样才不会误解或者错判对方给我们的建议。
Only in this way will we not misjudge other people's intention regarding his or her opinion.
在这个约书亚记的二十二章那里。
In Joshua chapter 22.
这个和约旦河东边的两个支派办他们陪这个约旦河西边的各支派完成了分地的任务之后，他们回到约旦河的东岸去了。
Two and a half tribes, when they cross the Jordan River along with the 10 and a half other tribes, they then, after they have committed themselves to battle, they return back to their home on the east side of Jordan River.
那因为他们怕这个天然的这个界限约旦河 会阻隔将来他们后代子孙的来往。
They were really concerned that this sort of natural border of Jordan River would actually prevent their descendants to have more communications with the descendants of 10.5 tribes on the other side.
所以约旦河东这个两个支派办，他们就决定做一个祭坛，那个坛的样式就是跟约旦河西他们敬拜神的那个祭坛的样式是一模一样的。
Therefore, these 2.5 tribes on each side of the Jordan River decided to construct for themselves the likeness, a sort of a model of altar that would be the same as the altar on the west side of the Jordan River.
他们这个举动用意很单纯就是将来他们后代的子孙面对着约旦河西支派的子孙他们排挤或者是不相认的时候就可以指着这个坛说，你看我们祖先的祭坛跟你们祖先的是一样，我们是一家人啊。
They actually had a very pure motive, and that is, they simply want to stop the descendants from the 10.5 tribes to ostracize them. That is, they will point to this model altar and say that our ancestors were like your ancestors, that we worship the same God.
你看我们是炎黄子孙，你们也是炎黄子孙，所以我们都是炎黄子孙一家人嘛，不要打来打去的。
A lot of times we would also say to ourselves that we're also Chinese, a descendant from the ancient emperor, that we should not fight among ourselves.
类似这样子的
And it would be the same way in the Chinese culture.
但是没想到这个约旦河西边的这些各支派却误解约旦河东边这个两个支派办他们要造反了。
But then the 10.5 tribes from the west side of Jordan River just misunderstood the meaning, and they thought that these 2.5 tribes wanted to rebel.
你们要搞独立吗？
Do you want to become independent?
要离开神吗？
Are you intending to leave God?
要不向神献祭，要向别的神献祭啊？
Are you intending to stop making offering to our God? Rather, you want to make offering to other gods?
那万一神生气下来降罚不是只修理你们呢，连我们也遭殃了。
They started thinking that if God come down with punishment, that He would not only punish you, He would also punish us.
所以约旦河西的这各支派大家商讨我们要处罚这个约旦河东这两个支派犯。
And therefore, these 10.5 tribes on the west side of Jordan River wanted to just make a point. With these 2.5 tribes with their military strength.
那还好他们先派这个使者去调查清楚了。
But then, very fortunately, they first sent messengers to try to investigate the situation.
问问这个约旦河东边的两个支派办为什么要这样做。
They made inquiry as to why these 2.5 tribes on east side of Jordan River actually did this.
所以当这个调查团约旦河西的调查团到约旦河东去见这个两个支派的时候
The investigating messengers went and talked and discussed with these 2.5 tribes on the east side of Jordan River.
这个河东的两个支派办他们是耐心的把约旦河西的代表团他们对这个筑这一座坛的看法从头到尾安安静静一字不漏的听一遍。
And these 2.5 tribes really with patience started to listen to the concerns of these messengers sent by the 10.5 tribes.
然后再来做解释。
And then after that, they start to explain themselves.
而不是心里就存着成见你们是来怀疑什么意思啊？
They didn't have a very bad preconceived notion, and wondering why these messenger came and talked to them.
你们怀疑我们吗？怀疑我们对神的忠贞
？Are you doubting our loyalty toward God?
你以为你们人多势众，我们就怕你呀？
Are you saying that you have more people so that we should be afraid of you?
我们飞弹也可以打到你们的首都
And our missile should be able to hit your capital.
哦，他们没有这样做了，哦。
But they didn't behave themselves in such manner.
哦，是把对方的来意跟质疑，哦，批评，一字不漏的从头到尾完完整整的听清楚。
But then, very first thing is that regarding other people's doubts and questions and opinions, they very first of all listen carefully.
哦，然后再来解释啊，我们不是要离开神、背叛神、搞独立哦，我们呢 是怕将来哦我们两啊两岸的子孙哈，哦，彼此不认啊。所以，哦，我们才做这个，不是献祭用，是做证据用的啦。
They then explain very carefully that they're just they're not trying to rebel or betray God. Rather, they want to use this model altar as a symbol, as an evidence, in case in the future the descendants on both sides of the Jordan River do not recognize each other.
哦，是为了维持民族的统一。
They wanted to embrace this.Unity, this racial unity.
哦，不是为了要搞分裂。
Rather, they did not want to become independent.
哎，河西，哦，约旦河西的这个哦代表团呢，一听啊，原来是这样子的，好事一件嘛。
And then these messengers from the west side of the Jordan River, after listening, thought this was actually a very good thing.
哦，免去了一场兵戎相见。手足相残的悲剧啊。
And so this actually prevented a major war from happening. It prevented that these it prevented a civil war.
哦，所以很多时候啊，我们啊，对于人家给我们的批评哦，我们要耐心的了解哦，别人的质疑、别人的观点哦，立场是什么。
So for us, we really need to listen very carefully to others people's opinion of us, and we need to try to understand.The point of view on his side or on his or her side, and try to understand where he or she is coming from.
哦，耐心的了解哦，全面的了解哦，这个对方对我们的批评的完整内容跟看法。
We need to try to understand in entirety the content as well as the intention from the person who is giving us the criticism.
哦，这个是我们啊在接受人家给我们批评。的第二个原则。
And so this is the second principle for us to abide by when we accept other people's criticism.
哦，那第三个原则啊。
The third principle.
哦，就是我们要冷静，并且自我省察。
We need to be very calm and we need to really reflect on ourselves.
哦，无论别人对我们的批评啊。哦，是合理不合理，是真实不真实。
Regardless of whether other people's criticism of ours would be correct or whether or not it would even be factual.
哦，我们都要自我的反省。
We need to very first of all reflect on ourselves.
哦，把它当作是神借着对方哦的批评啊，要来给我们自我反省的机会。
We need to treat this as an opportunity that God had provided for you to allow you to reflect on the way on your own ways.
哦，如果对方讲的是事实，
if other people are indeed telling the truth,
哦，那就是神啊，要我们来改进我们的一些缺点。
Then God is actually hinting that you should make corrections in certain areas of your life.
啊，如果对方讲的不一定是事实。
But then, if other people are not being factual regarding their
opinion, 哦，那是神借着对方的批评，要来磨练我们的耐心，哦，啊，哦，让我们呢，哦，不至于太冲动。
Then God, with this opportunity, is using other people to train ourselves in our in terms of patience, that we would stop being so quick with our judgment.
哦，有时候神要操练我们的。
A lot of times God wants to provide us with this kind of training.
哦，不一定是哦事情的对错，而是态度上的问题。
Perhaps it doesn't matter whether or not this is true or correct, but rather it is a training on your part.
哦，是太骄傲了吗？
And also is a training on your attitude and to see whether or not you are being too proud.
自我观念太强吗?
Am I being too subjective.
哦，有时候可能我们的主张啊是对的。
Perhaps a lot of times what we say is correct.
哦，但是我们太主观，我们太强势，哦，态度上太骄傲。
Perhaps a lot of times we're being too adamant and we're being too proud in terms of our attitude.
哦，所以神也借着人家给我们的批评啊，要来让我们在态度上做修正。
Therefore, through the criticism from other people, we can make corrections in terms of our attitude.
哦，箴言的十七章第三节那边说到。
Proverbs chapter 17, here it mentioned.
好，我们来看哦。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言十七章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3.
三节鼎为炼银，炉为炼金。唯有主熬炼人的心，哦，在这里告诉我们，哦，啊，神会借着，哦，啊，这个人给我们的批评啊，来熬炼我们的心，就像炼炉炼金一样。
Here it makes an analogy that God will test our heart just like crucible will melt silver or furnace will purify the gold.
哦，那罗马书啦。八章的二十八节那边保罗也这么说。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28, Paul mentioned the same thing.
哦，那些说，哦，那里说，我们晓得万事都，啊，互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，啊，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
哦，所以我们面对人家啊给我们的批评的时候
，Therefore as we face criticisms from others.
哦，我们要冷静的自我反省。
We need to very first, calm down and then reflect on ourselves.
哦，在事实上。
That in terms of fact.
在态度上。
In terms of attitude.
有没有神要我们调整的？
Does God want us to make any adjustment?
哦，那我们就能够借着人家给我们的批评啊，来得到帮助，得到好处了。
Then through other people's criticism of us, then we can receive benefits as well as edification.
哦，这是我们啊接受人家批评的第三个原则。
So this is the third principle regarding facing other people's criticism.
哦，那第四个原则啊。
Then what is the fourth principle?
哦，就是我们要能够虚心的接受劝告。
That with a very humble attitude, we need to accept advice and suggestions from others.
哦，别人对我们的批评啊，有时候是善意的指出我们在平日忽略的缺点。
A lot of times, other people's criticism of us would actually be a very friendly reminders of some of the shortcomings we have in our daily lives.
哦，对于肯虚心哦，虚心呢，啊，接受的人来说，哦，可以说是无价之宝啊。
As for those who are being humble, willing to accept these criticisms, then this will be a very precious thing.
但很多时候，哦，我们啊常常花很多的时间要为自己找借口来解释。
But then a lot of times we would actually search for excuses so that we won't have to abide by these suggestions.
哦，却不肯去了解别人对我们的批评。
Moreover, we're not willing to listen and understand other people's criticism.
哦，以及啊从那些批评当中来得好处。
So that we will actually refrain, we will actually block ourselves from the benefits of these criticisms.
哦，所以唯有我们啊不反驳的时候，才能够体验哦这个人家对我们建设性的批评啊给我们的好处啊。
Only after we stop trying to refute these criticism, will we start really accepting the benefits of these opinions.
哦，其实啊，有很多人哦啊不喜欢批评人呢。
Indeed, there are actually a lot of people who really prefer not to give out any criticism.
因为批评人呢，有时候会遭到人家的反批评。
Because these, when you give criticisms to others, other people might actually repay you with counter criticisms.
那你又好到哪里呀？
And then that person might say, "Well, are you thinking that you're so above and beyond?"
你只不过是五十步笑百步嘛。
You're not much better than I am.
哦。你也没有好到哪里啦。
Indeed, you're not much better than I am.
所以不是很多人哦，啊，喜欢给人批评。
So then there are a lot of people really would prefer not to provide any criticism,
那有时候,
at all.
哦, 接受批评人可能不讲话, 但是心里头很不高兴。
Perhaps at times, a lot of people after accepting the criticism, they might not show that they're not happy, but the inside their heart, truly they're being, they harbor some kind of grudge.
哦, 所以我们也都不喜欢哦，因为啊，给人家劝告，这个换来人家不高兴，哦，那将来啊，大家脸臭臭的哦，这个相处很难过了。
And so then, a lot of times we really don't want to give out criticism because in the future maybe we will have this tension between us after we see each other.
哦，啊，算了，不讲了。
So then we might say to ourselves, "I forget it. Then I just won't say anything."
啊，错是你家的事情了。
Then if you're wrong, then that's something that you have to deal with on your own.
哦，所以哦，啊，我们反倒要感谢那些哦愿意给我们批评的人呐。
So then, really, at times we really need to thank those people who are willing to give us criticism.
哦，他们冒着哈、哦、啊被我们误会甚至绝交的危险哦，来给我们忠告。
They have risked the friendship between us, that they're willing to give us very heartfelt advice.
光是基于这个理由啊。就足够让我们应当好好的听他们对我们的批评了。
And with this reason alone, really, we need to listen to other people's advice very carefully.
哦，更何况说智慧的人哦，啊，他懂得听人家的劝告。
And just like those people who are wise, they're really willing to accept suggestions from others.
我们很熟悉的哦，这个大卫王朝哦。分裂啊，是从这个罗波安王开始的。
We know that the reason that the entire kingdom of Israel actually split apart was because of Rehoboam.
哦，这个记载在列王记上的十二章。
This is actually recorded in 1 Kings chapter 12.
哦，当然，哦，大卫王朝会分裂，啊、有远因也有近因。
The kingdom that was built by King David really had reasons behind it.
哦，远因就是啊。哦、大卫的儿子所罗门王、哦、因为、啊、到晚年的时候、哦、多多的宠爱、哦、他从外邦所娶的这些妻妾并且听从他们、啊、去拜偶像、
The reason that the, this kingdom split apart was because that David's son Solomon that in his in the latter half of his life went along with his concubine to worship foreign gods、
哦、那近因呢、啊哦、却是因为哦、他的孙子、哦、大卫的孙子这个罗波安王、哦、不听、这个、哦啊、三朝元老、哦、就是这些、这个哦啊、他的朝廷里头、啊哦、这些年长的、哦啊、这些大臣给他的谏言。
But the immediate factor was actually this grandson of David Rehoboam refused to listen to the elder members of his cabinet.
哦，就导致啊，这个江山国土啊，哦，损失了一半呢。
And because of that, he actually lost over half of the territory of his kingdom.
哦，哦，这个也是给我们一个很大的教训。
This actually provides us a very solemn reminder.
哦，智慧的人懂得听人家的劝告。
And for those people who are wise.This person is willing to listen to other people's suggestions.
好，这个是啊，我们在接受人家对我们批评的第四个原则。
This will be the fourth principle in taking advice from other people.
啊，那最后一个原则啊
，The last principle that we're going to discuss.
哦，就是我们要祷告交托了。
That we need to pray and we need to entrust the issue onto God's hand.
哦，也许有一些对我们的批评啊，是出于恶意的重伤。
Perhaps there will be other people who are trying to criticize you and try to destroy you with their words.
哦，或者是啊，夸大其词啊。
Perhaps they might even exaggerate what had happened.
哦，当然了，会让我们觉得很难受，被伤害。
At times we'll feel extremely hurt.
哦，那这个时候啊，我们就要借着祷告哦，交托给神啊。
But then at these moments, we need to pray carefully.And diligently and entrust this issue onto God's hand.
哦，不一定啊，要急着为自己辩解。
Perhaps we don't need to explain ourselves so quickly.
哦，尤其如果说、对方已经、哦、有先入为主的成见，哦，那我们。 们再怎么讲也没有用。
Perhaps other people have this bias, prejudice against you already, so that no matter how you try to explain yourself, it will be useless.
好，在这个撒母耳记下的十六章啊。
So in Second Samuel, chapter 16.
哦，这个大卫哈、哦、被他的儿子亚撒龙追杀哈、哦，所以啊，啊、哦、逃离开啊这个首都啊耶路撒冷。
David was being persecuted by his own son Absalom, so he had to escape from the capital of his kingdom.
哦，当这个啊大卫王哈、哦、啊带着他的这些哦大臣们哦啊在逃亡的路上哈、哦、兵疲马惫。
So in the midst of their escape, and they were feeling quite tired.
好、哦，遇到了这个前朝的。啊，这个后代哈、哦，就是扫罗王啊哈、哦，扫罗王的后代，一个叫做示美的人呐、啊，哦，出来骂他。
And then, on the journey, David encountered this descendant of Saul, who was the previous king, to come out and start to rebuke him and mock him.
哦，大卫啊，你报应了哈、哦。
The descendant's name is Shimei, and then he started saying that.Well, this is retribution for you, King David.
你也会有今天啊。
That today you will face this kind of situation.
今天的遭遇啊，都是因为啊，哦，你背叛了你主人扫罗王啊。
And the reason you have encountered this kind of situation is because you betrayed against your master, King Saul.
哦，今天才会沦落到啊，你自己的亲生儿子要追杀你啊。
It was so bad that today you actually encountered.The situation of your own son who is willing to persecute and fight against you.
示美讲的是不是真实的？是不是真的
？Was this factually correct in what Shimei has said?
不是。
It's incorrect.
哦，大卫取代扫罗王朝哈，是因为扫罗他离弃神。
David replaced King Saul was because Saul abandon God.
哦，所以神不跟扫罗同在，哦，神与大卫同在。
Therefore, God no longer abide with King Saul. Instead, he abide with King David.
哦，而大卫被他的亲生儿子亚撒龙追杀，跟扫罗没有关系。
And the reason that David was being persecuted by his own son Absalom had nothing to do with King Saul.
哦，是因为大卫，哦，他侵占了哦。乌利亚的妻子八十八。
But it was because King Saul,
King David,
King David stole Uriah's wife.
哦，而且把人家丈夫给杀了。
And moreover, he actually devised a plan to kill Uriah.
哦，不是示美所说的那样子的。
And it wasn't the way that Shimei described.
哦，示美越骂越凶，骂到哈、哦、这个大卫旁边的将军呐、啊，听了都受不了了。
And Shimei was being just out of the line, so much so that the generals next to David did not want to hear it anymore.
哦，跟大卫讲说啊，啊，报告大王，让我过去哦，把这个人的狗头给砍下来。
This general then proposed to King David that, oh king, let me just go there and kill this dog for you.
哦，好大的胆子，竟然敢骂王
！That he's so bold that he's actually willing to mock you.
哦，这个大卫啊，哦，没有啊，准许他的部下去伤害示美，反而说啊，让他骂吧。
But then King David refrained his general from hurting this person. He actually said, "Well, just let him be."
哦，或许啊，是神要他来骂我的。
Perhaps God allowed him to come here to rebuke me.
我的亲生儿子都要杀我，更何况这个哦前朝的啊这个遗孤啊，他当然会骂我啊。
My own son wants to kill me. Then why would this descendant from the previous king not want to rebuke me?
哦，也许啊啊神会因着我、哦、这么可怜的同情我赦免我吧。
But perhaps that God.Because of my pitiful situation, would have mercy on me.
哦，结果这个示美啊，得寸进尺哦，不但开骂了，还拿土哦丢大卫。
But then this Shimei actually went further from just chastising King David. He actually took up sand and tried to throw it on David. But then David at that time really refrained himself from becoming angry. In his heart, he would pray to God and entrust this whole thing onto God's hand.
爱主的玛利亚,
and also the Mary who loved Lord Jesus.
当他用香膏膏耶稣的时候，那个卖主的犹大就在旁边砍不练了。
And then when she tried to anoint Lord Jesus with a fragrance, the one who was about to betray Jesus, Judas, started to complain.
这么浪费啊，那个香膏可以卖30两银子，一年的工钱呢，帮助穷人呢，干嘛这样浪费啊？
Judas said, well, this is so wasteful that this fragrance can be sold for a year worth of wage that can be used to give to the poor. How come it is so wasteful?
其实哦，犹大才不是挂念贫穷人呢，他是个贼，他想说这个哦卖的钱哦放到他的钱袋哈，哎，他就可以有机会啊给偷了。
But then Judas wasn't really concerned about the poor, but rather he was a thief. That if this this fragrance can be sold, then this money will belong to him. That he has the chance to steal from this to steal this money.
不知情的其他的这些门徒也跟着犹大起哄，玛利亚你真的浪费啊，浪费。
And then the other disciples who really do not know the true intention of Judas started to also complain.
玛利亚有没有为自己来辩解啊？
Did Mary started to explain herself?
因为她知道主耶稣知道她的心。
Because she recognized that the Lord understood her intention.
结果主耶稣亲自 替他解释说，不要为难他，他是为我安葬做准备的。将来哈，无论你们到哪里去，都要述说这一件美事。
Then Lord Jesus started to explain for Mary that do not trouble her, but rather let her be, because she's performing a great deed on me. That in the future you shall proclaim her deeds.
这个马大跟玛利亚接待耶稣啊。
And when Martha and Mary was trying to show hospitality to Lord Jesus in their own home.
这个姐姐马大，因为事情一多，忙昏头了，就到主耶稣跟前控告这个妹妹玛利亚不帮忙。
The older sister Martha, because she had to take care of all these tasks at home, she felt really tired and she complained against Mary to Lord Jesus Christ.
玛利亚也没有为自己辩解啊。
But then Mary also did not explain for herself.
因为她知道耶稣都晓得。
Because she recognized that the Lord truly understands everything.
结果主耶稣亲自为玛利亚来解释了。
And then the Lord Jesus once again just explained for Mary on her behalf.
并且告诉马大说，玛利亚所拣选的是上好的福分，是没有人能夺走的。
He even said that Mary had chosen the best portion that nobody can take that away from her.
所以很多时候我们对别人给我们那些不实的，这是恶意的批评，我们也应当要像这个玛利亚还有大卫，有这样子的祷告交托的态度跟原则。
So when other people would start to rebuke us or really defame us, we need to have an attitude like that of David and Mary.
他会帮助我们听到 应当听的忠告,
that we need to pray to God and then allow God to let us hear the true intent behind this whole situation.
并且帮助我们控制我们的情绪跟我们的表现。
Moreover, we're able to control our own emotion and then really reflect on ourselves carefully.
所以以上就是我们在接受人家对我们的批评应当有的五个原则。
And so these were the five principles that we need to abide by when we hear criticisms from others.
就是我们要耐心这个听人家对我们批评的内容。
We need to very patiently hear other people's criticism, understand the content of the criticism.
哦，还要有宽广的心胸。
We need to have a very open mind.
哦，冷静的反省。
We need to calmly reflect on ourselves.
虚心的接受。
With a humble heart, we should accept the criticism.
哦，祷告交托。
And then, pray and trust the issue onto God's hand.
那我们就能够从别人给我们的批评当中得到帮助，得到造就。
And then we will be able to listen to other people's criticism and receive edification.
我们来唱诗。
Shall sing a hymn.
122首。
122. Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告。
All right. Now we shall kneel down, pray together.
求神来帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
We should ask God to help all the brothers and sisters.
好，让我们都有智慧，能够给人批评以及接受人的批评。
That we may have the wisdom to give other people criticism as well as receive criticisms from others.
并且从当中来得帮助，来帮助人。
And from all these criticisms, we're able to help ourselves as well as help others.